I'm not quite sure if you even need to make the my function. It might be that you can write it as a lambda function inside there, but I don't know the syntax. If somebody finds out how to make it without a different function, please tell others. I don't enforce this for somewhere. How you use it without your own function, that you use lambda function?
Yeah, you can use lambda.
But what's the variable for lambda, how you write?
The input is a tuple, and we should return the second element of the tuple.
Yeah. So the name for the after lambda could be anything.
After lambda,
the name
comes the input.
You can use any name.
Any name.
Because it's just the parameter that's coming for like to your function.
Yeah. So this is the input, this is the output. Input, output.
But for some reason it worked that if you write li dot key, how was it? It's li dot. What was the word? Get. Write it instead of lambda, write li.get.
Here?
Yeah. For some reason this worked.
That's all.
Yeah. looks different.
You have list and
yeah, that's not a tick.
Yeah, yeah. Our is list and he has tick.
Uh-huh.
If our is tick, then just change the phrase. No, you need to change a little more.
We can call that into a bit. Okay.
Now you have.
It's not ordered like this. Oh, sorry. Oh, it doesn't work out.
Yeah, you have to print the occurrences separately.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, homework, finish this exercise. And I also want to show you how you can remove an element from a dictionary. So, we have the dictionary. We can use again the del operator. Del. And here you say which element you want to remove. And the key and the corresponding value, so the key value that will be removed. So beta is gone. Okay. Let's go to the next the next slide, it will be number 6. And since you don't have a lot of time, I skip global variables. You can read it at home. And I want to talk about file handling. It's more important. How to read from a file and how to write to a file. I want to ask you to create a test file called text.txt, for instance, and add a few lines in it. And this is what we will want to read. We want to read from this file. Okay. And I will write here a script that will read it line by line. So, first I write it and after that I will explain. So, if you want to read a file line by line, the first thing is that we need to open this file. There is a built-in function for this. It is called open. It needs two parameters. The first parameter is the name of the file, and the second parameter is the mode, how you want to open it. R stands for read. If you want to write to a file, what should you write here?
W.
And there is a third version, it is A. It stands for append. So it means that if you open an existing file in append mode, then you can add new lines to the end of the file. The original content won't be lost. However, if you open a file, an existing file in mode W, and you write something to it, then you will overwrite it. So be careful. Open will return the file handler object. And we save it, for instance, in a variable called f. Do you know the C programming language? In C, it's a bit similar. It looks like this in C. Fopen returns actually a pointer that points to a structure, this file structure. Here it's a bit similar. So open also returns a file handler. And we save this file handler. And after this, we will work with this file through this file handler. So this is a text file. If you want to go over the lines of this text file, in Python it's very simple. You just start a for loop. You go over this file handler, F, with the for loop. And line will contain the current line. And then you simply print it. And at the end, do not forget to close it.
There's also a way where you don't have to close it manually. If you say with open,
I will talk about it a bit later. Yeah, that will be a more advanced solution. So do not forget to close it. If you open it, you need to close it, because when you open a file, the operating system will allocate some resources, and when you close it, these resources are freed. And this is especially important to close a file when you write to a file. Because when you close it, the buffers are emptied, everything is written to the file, and it will be closed correctly. And this is how we go through the lines. But look, there is something strange. There are some empty lines. Why? When I wrote this file, there were no empty lines. So, what happened? Yes?
Probably printing the line reads as well.
But here there are two new lines. Why are there two, not just one?
The print also does one more.
The print adds one?
Yeah.
And the second one, where does it come from?
It's in the end of the line.
Exactly. So, if you look at the line, here it's not visible, but there is a new line character.
Press the paragraph key there, up there.
Right. There is, under Windows it's a carriage return and line feed, under Unix or Linux it's just a backslash and just a new line character. So, yes. We could make it visible. So they are there. They are printed. And when you use the print function, it will also add the new line automatically. So that's why we got two new line characters. How could we print it without extra lines? Well, one way is that we suppress that extra new line. This is one way. Another way is that we remove that new line character from the end of each line. So we can say that line equals line dot, do you remember script? It removes the byte spaces, but it removes from the beginning and from the end, and it removes every byte space, but we only want to remove the new line character. There is also another function called R strip. It means write strip. It will only strip, remove byte spaces just from the end, from the right side. But it removes every byte space. And the third version is that for R strip, you can specify which character you want to remove. So it means remove the new line character just from the right side. And then we save it in the variable line and just print it. Okay, so it is printed nicely. I like to do it like this. So I start the for loop, and then I prefer to remove this new line character immediately, because it's easy to forget about it. Let's see an example where it can cause a problem. You see, at the end of every line, there is the word line dot. So for instance, let's print just those lines that end with line dot. So we can say if line dot ends with line dot, then print it. However, it doesn't print anything, because it doesn't, every line, each line doesn't end like this. They end like this. There is a new line. But it's easy to forget it because it's not visible. So that's why I prefer to remove that new line character immediately, and then it won't cause a problem. Okay. There are two more ways to read from a file. Here is the second version, f.readlines. So we have opened it, and let's say lines equal f.readlines and print lines. f.readlines will read the whole content of a file and return it in a list. And each element of the list is one line of the file. So this file contains three lines. f.readlines will return them in a list that has three elements. This is the first element with the first line, second element, third line. Notice that the new line character backslash n is still there. I want you to write a list comprehension that removes the new line character from the end of each element. So when you print lines, I want to see a similar list but without new line characters. So the list comprehension will come here.
Parameter for read lines that will
was not on me.